listening to the Age Tech Podcast, the show that brings you the movers and shakers of the age tech ecosystem with your host, Karen Etkin.
Hi, Gerontechies. With the increase in lifespan, one of the biggest challenges in aging becomes helping people's wealth span match their lifespan. I'm Karen Etkin, and my guest today is Rian Horgan, the CEO and founder of Silver, the only retirement planning app for people over the age of 50. Rian, welcome. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Can you tell us a little bit about Silver?
Yeah, so Silver is the first and only super app that's dedicated to helping baby boomers navigate retirement. Today, we're focused on the American retiree, focusing on consumers between the age of 50 and 70. And our goal is through the combination of really easy to use calculators and content that really educates our consumer is to give this consumer the confidence that they can retire fearlessly.
Amazing. And what made you start this company?
So it's a little bit of a personal story, like I think many founders, but I had worked for JP Morgan for about 17 years. I had worked in asset management. And as a result of that, my parents had started coming to me for some advice around their own retirement. And it was a really interesting transition for me because I myself, even though I had grown up in kind of a traditional asset management world, had started using a lot of financial technology myself for my, you know, just to manage my own personal affairs. So whether it was Betterment or Mint. But when I started to help my own parents navigate retirement, there were a couple of things that I noticed. The first was this intersection of health and wealth in the States because there is no public health system. You know, Americans are spending close to $300,000 over the course of retirement on healthcare costs. And that's outside. The average expected cost is $300,000. And just so you kind of unpack that number, that's just your Medicare premium. So that's what you pay for Medicare, what you pay for a drug plan, your expected out of pockets, and then a supplemental insurance plan. The numbers get even higher when you start thinking about the costs associated with long-term care. So $300,000, what was fascinating is that, you know, when the number is that high, what you start hearing is the consumer talk about that as a financial issue rather than a health issue. So that was the first kind of, I think, aha moment for me was this intersection of health and wealth. The second observation I had was the complexity of the decisions that the consumer was making. And particularly in a post-pension world, there wasn't an existing advisor that was really able to holistically answer this question for the consumer. So as an example, not only is this consumer trying to figure out their health benefits, they're also trying to navigate Social Security. It's your most foundational government benefit in the States. You've been basically paying into it since you started working. For most of our consumers, it's half of their retirement income. But what's interesting is you end up on the Social Security website and there are 10 different calculators. There's like gobs of information to try to flow through. And what consumers are basically saying is they're really confused. They know this government benefit is really important, but they're really overwhelmed by what they see on the Social Security website. And this kind of continued a trend that really was the inspiration for Silver, which is these are really important, complex decisions this consumer is making, but the existing ecosystem of financial advisors is not really set up to have this holistic conversation. They're typically really good talking to you about your investments, but the minute you start talking about Medicare or you start talking about Social Security, you're really outside of the area of this individual's expertise. So what I saw is the white space, both helping my parents, but also just helping this community as a whole, was this need to build a platform that helped consumers really pull together all these decisions in one place, create a plan. I would argue that today a retirement plan in America is more important than ever. In the old days when you just had a pension, you didn't really need a plan. You just, you know, you retired, money came into the bank, it was kind of business as normal. Today, you need a living, breathing plan. And I say living, breathing plan because things are happening in life that change your plan. You know, we need only look at this past year to see that, you know, a lot of people left the workforce earlier. A lot of people had to change their health plans. And when that happens, it changes this individual's retirement plan. And so for us, digital was like the natural place to go so that we could actually create this place for this consumer to really have this living, breathing plan that they could update and iterate as their life evolved.
Sounds like you're really solving a critical need to really help people make the best out of retirement and have their wealth span match their lifespan. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, look, I think what was fascinating to me is I looked at the landscape and there's been all this amazing technology that's been built to support accumulation. But there's this generation of Americans now that are entering the decumulation phase. And so there was this new set of decisions they needed to make. And for some reason, the tech community was ignoring them. And when I peeled back the onion, what I started to hear and see was this perception that baby boomers weren't online, that baby boomers weren't technically literate, that baby boomers wanted to always get in their car to drive and see a financial advisor. And I will just tell you that is not correct. This consumer is online. They start with Dr. Google. They spend a lot of time doing their research. Baby boomers invented the internet, so they are tech savvy. They might have started with an Apple IIgs rather than starting with an iPhone, but they have used technology their entire life. And so what became really apparent to me was that we had this really interesting kind of set of tech rails in fintech that had been built to solve a different use case, which was accumulation. And we really needed to think about a different use case, which was decumulation. And importantly, how do you design a technology that really embraces baby boomers where they are, rather than designing a technology for millennials?
Absolutely. So how does it actually work? What can people expect when signing up to Silver? Yes.
So getting started at Silver is really easy. The first thing we do is that every customer, when they download the app, gets a free retirement plan and a free score. Through the retirement plan, you're giving us a little bit of information about your financial assets, your age, when you want to retire. And then we match that with over 3,000 data points that include things like taxes and government benefits, spending curves, to really help this consumer understand how long their savings are going to last in retirement. We call that the retirement score. It's very simple. It's a number. It's, you know, Karen, you could put your information in. You might get a number that says 85. So it would be predicting that your savings are going to last until you're 85. And depending on what your views are on longevity, that number might be a good number or a bad number. If you're not comfortable with that number and you say, look, women in my family live until their 90s, we would then show you things that you can do to increase your score. And so it might be add part-time income. It might be move from New York to Florida. It might be reduce your spending, but all these things that the consumer can really embrace. We get really excited now because we're launching a membership, and what the membership does is it allows this consumer to dive even deeper on personalizing their score, as well as access what we think is going to be a leading edge retirement school that'll help consumers do the research they need to do to actually navigate these big new decisions they're making. With the personalization, we're going to, the membership allows consumers to build their own Medicare plan so they can decide whether, what parts of Medicare they want to opt into and see how that impacts their score. They'll be able to see how their score varies based on where they live. Almost half of Americans end up moving in retirement. And so really understanding that difference again between New York and Florida can add 7 years to your score. That might be one of the biggest decisions you make, is actually where you live in retirement as far as driving that longevity. And then particularly when we think about longevity, the membership will have a number of calculators that help customers really zone in on what their decisions around their Social Security elections are. So with the membership, they'll get access to those tools. And then they also get access to retirement school. And here, what I'm really excited about is creating a kind of an ecosystem that allows the consumer to get educated on these new decisions they're making. And not only get educated, but feel confident. It's really interesting how much anxiety this consumer has about all these big decisions they need to make. One of our customers recently said to me, I get really overwhelmed by government speak. And I think that says a lot, which is there's a lot of information out there in the world for this consumer, but none of it's really written in a language that gives them confidence. And so our goal with membership is a modern membership that's built for this modern retiree who's in their 50s and 60s, who is digital, they're online, they want to do their research. And our goal is really to empower this consumer to feel confident.
That sounds wonderful. So who can use Silver? Is it available globally or in the US?
Yeah, so today we're available in the United States. There's certainly a use case we're building in other markets. As you know, different countries, I would say in developed countries, there's a specific relevance. Each country is a little bit different, particularly when it comes to kind of the equivalent of a state pension or, how healthcare is funded. I think, in the States in particular, that cost of health is a real issue. But today our customers on average are 55 years old. So they're in their late 50s. They're typically 3 to 4 years away from retirement. They still, I would say their plan is in flux. They're really trying to figure out, can they retire in 3 or 4 years? Where do they want to live? What are these big decisions they're going to make? And we're also really excited that half of our consumers are women. So we've created an experience that really is welcoming to men and women. And I think particularly as you think about some of the historical biases and with the financial services industry, creating a really inclusive experience in the app has been something that's been really important to us.
So important. I just read, I think it was yesterday, an article saying that a lot of women, especially older women, tend to have other people, meaning their life partner, manage the mm-hmm. funds. And because women outlive men, usually, then we will all have to manage our funds someday. And it's better to start doing it when you're younger rather than when you're 80 years old and suddenly you have to manage your own bank account for the first time in your life.
So like I've thought a lot about this, and like we have a consumer base that a large group of our consumers are married, but we also have a large group of our consumer base that are single or divorced. The reality is that there's a lot of decisions you make around retirement in the United States that if you are married, you really do need to make together. It may be that you're Medicare enrollment is individual. So like my husband and I will each enroll in Medicare on our own, but decisions that we make there impact our household budget. Same thing with Social Security, particularly in one income families, the decision that the working spouse makes around Social Security can actually impact the non-working spouse. And look, the reality is that the stats don't lie. Women on average live longer than men. You see that with Social Security, where women are 12 times more likely to be receiving a widow or widower benefit than a man. And I think, you know, one of the things that's like really interesting as you look at that is that there's this opportunity, I think, in your 50s and 60s to get involved in the conversation. But I think as a industry, that really requires, you know, as we think about like inclusive design, I remember hearing a stat several years ago, and I'm not going to get the number 100% correct, but it was something like 70 or 80% of women fired their financial advisor after their husband died. And the reason that they did that was that the financial advisor never spoke to them in the conversation. They only spoke to the husband. And so what we get really excited about in a digital age is, you know, we can move away from whether it's conscious or the unconscious biases that come up in how people talk to each other and just create an experience that's really welcoming. And so for us, it's all about like, how do we choose language that evokes confidence, language that's clear, design that makes you feel really comfortable making decisions. And again, like when I see that our customer base is evenly split, it feels like we're really equally serving both men and women, which is really exciting.
Yeah. And I think you really nailed it. I mean, your website is, like you said, it's very welcoming. Like I wanted to put my numbers in and see what happens. And yeah. It was really a good experience.
Well, look, that's done on purpose. And I really believe that it's time for a new modern brand when it comes to retirement. So a lot of the iconic brands that have been built around an older American were built in the 1980s and the 1990s. So you think AARP, Silver Sneakers, The Villages, phenomenal companies that redefined what retirement in the 1980s looked like. But it's now 2021. It's 40 years later. The retiree in 2021 is very different than the retiree in 1980. And so we get really excited about building a brand new membership for this much more modern retiree, one who is starting a new business, who is, you know, moving to a new city, who's embracing life. And I really say they're embracing life because they're not dying. And we have to get past this view that if you're over 50, that you're on the decline. And I actually think that those brands from the 1980s don't do a good enough job of actually embracing what retirement and being 50 and 60 in America looks like today. And so for us, building a new modern brand for this demographic, we think is really important. I'm in my early 40s. Like I want Silver to be the brand that I feel really excited about joining when I'm in my 50s.
Absolutely. So what's the bigger vision? Where do you see Silver in 5 to 10 years?
Yeah, so our goal is to be the go-to membership for financial wellness in America for consumers in their 50s and 60s. We want to help them create their retirement plan. We want to really help them get educated about these big decisions that they're going to be making. And then ultimately, through our retirement store, introduce them to the products and partners that will help them navigate this next act. But you know, my goal in 5 years' time is that, you know, if you've got a question about retirement, whether you're pre-retirement or in retirement, the first port of call isn't Google. Your first port of call is opening up the Silver app and finding the answer.
That's amazing. Can you elaborate a little bit about the retirement store?
Yeah, so the retirement store is a space that we've put together to really help our customers access the products, the new products and services they're going to need in retirement. So I'll give you a couple examples here. On the healthcare side, we've partnered with a company called eHealth that has pre-retirement healthcare plans as well as Medicare supplement plans. What we find is a number of our customers are going to be retiring before they turn 65. And so they're going to need bridge to Medicare. They're going to need healthcare insurance in between when they retire and when they enroll in Medicare. Same thing when they enroll in Medicare for the first time, they're going to need an insurance partner to be able to actually pick out the different plans plans that they're looking at. And so that's an example where, you know, our customers can access eHealth. What we also show our customers is that the partnership with eHealth is there not only to educate them, but also to save them money. So through the store, they can see that by using one of the Medicare plans through eHealth, they're actually able to increase their retirement score. Another example would be a partner of ours called Matic, which is home and auto insurance. With 50% of our customers moving during retirement, many of our customers are actually getting new home and auto insurance. And so again, just really trying to give our customers access to what we think are best-in-class digital brands that can help them in these life-changing moments that they're going through, not only to access really good product, but also to access good savings.
Wonderful. So it's a really holistic solution.
So holistic is a great word and something that I use a lot. You have to be holistic when you think about retirement in America today. Retirement in America is about so much more than what's in your 401k. It's about understanding your healthcare costs. It's about creating your retirement income plan. It's about navigating Social Security. And what the consumer doesn't have until Silver was this one place that pulled it all together for them. So we're super excited about launching the membership. For as little as $7 a month, consumers can access the membership. It's $7 a month for an annual membership. And there's also monthly and semi-annual memberships. You know, again, our goal is to be that partner as they navigate all these big decisions. And again, if there's one emotion we're trying to evoke, it's really confidence. Like, how do we give this consumer confidence so they can live their best retirement?
Amazing. So that was actually my last question. Is there anything else you would like to add?
I guess the last thing I would just maybe talk a little bit about is designing for this consumer. And I often have said that, you know, we really want to be the Apple Watch for this generation, that we don't want to be Life Alert. And if there are other entrepreneurs...
No offense to Life Alert.
Yeah, no offense to Life Alert, except the core technology of Life Alert is excellent. But I think what you find is that a lot of consumers don't want to wear a Life Alert. It makes them feel old. If you see someone with Life Alert on you, you think they're old. Whereas an Apple Watch, if you see someone in their 50s or 60s with an Apple Watch on, you think, oh, they're cool, they're hip, they're modern. And I think that there's this real opportunity for us to think about how we build beautiful, inspiring technology that doesn't make people look and feel old. Like, old is not the emotion that people or the vision that most of my consumers have of themselves. But for some reason, a lot of the technology that's still being built for this consumer is very clunky. And that's, you know, again, as we think about designing the app, it's about how do you design this like beautiful, lively, vibrant experience that empowers you rather than making you feel old.
I couldn't agree more. Rian, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been fascinating talking to you.
Thanks so much, Karen. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to this session of the Age Tech Podcast. For more Age Tech content, visit thegerontechnologist.com and subscribe for updates. We'll see you in the next episode.